Take a slow breath in and exhale. Let your shoulders drop. You've been holding on to so much. And right now, you don't need to fix anything. You just get to notice and receive. There's a part of you that's been trying to keep you safe. I call her the watchful protector. She's not bad. She's hypervigilant. She's learned, probably a long time ago, that danger comes when no one's paying attention. So she scans for what might go wrong, rehearses every possible outcome, and believes things like, if I can anticipate everything, I'll stay safe. If I keep control, I won't be blindsided again. But living that way keeps your nervous system on constant alert. Your body never gets the message that it's safe now. You wake up tired, overanalyzing, bracing for what might happen next. This is a protector part that confuses vigilance with safety. And underneath that protector is a wounded part, the one who still remembers powerlessness. She might carry the shock of when something bad happened and no one came. The belief, if I don't watch out, no one will. And the fear, I'm on my own. Every time uncertainty arises, that wounded part wakes up. The body remembers what the mind forgot. Anxiety is the body's alarm bell. Your sympathetic system shouts, danger. Adrenaline floods, muscles tense. And then when you can't sustain that state anymore, exhaustion sets in. This loop doesn't mean you lack faith. It means your body has forgotten what safety feels like. And if this fear is surfacing right now, it's not because you're failing. It's because you're healing. God isn't punishing you. He's revealing where fear has been ruling. He's inviting you to trade survival for surrender. To stop scanning the horizon and fix your eyes on Him. To let the shepherd lead instead of guarding every gate yourself. Now we're going to walk through this moment together. To let the Lord meet the fear and bring it home to peace. So if you don't already have your eyes closed, close your eyes if you can, and notice that anxious part. Where do you feel it? In your chest, your stomach, your throat? Just feeling it. What does it feel like physically, emotionally? You might even picture what it looks like. A child, a shadow, a swirl of energy, a tornado. Just ask this part of you gently, what are you afraid would happen if you stopped worrying? What are you trying to protect me from? And just listen, no judgment, no rush. Just letting this part of you speak. What it's afraid would happen if it stopped worrying, and what it's trying to protect you from. Now speak to this part of you with tenderness. Thank you for trying to protect me all this time. You've been alert for so long. I see how tired you are. You don't need to push her away. She's not your enemy. She's a part of you that's been doing her best. Now imagine Jesus standing near. Steady, calm, completely at peace. Ask that fearful part, would you like to rest? Would you like to give your burden to Jesus? And if she's willing to give even part of it to him, or maybe all of it to him, see this part of you handing him that heavy load, the hypervigilance, the control, the endless what-ifs and worries. Watch him take whatever this part is willing to give him with both hands. He doesn't rebuke this part of you. He receives that burden that it's been carrying. Now, just asking him, Jesus, what do you want this part of me to know about safety? What truth are you giving this part of me in exchange for the fear and anxiety it was carrying? Just pause and listen and notice what he shows you. Maybe he says you're not alone. Maybe you see him standing watch while you rest, just letting his peace flow into the places that once carried that anxiety and tension. Now speak this truth out loud, slowly. Jesus, I am safe in your care. Your love is my protection. You are my defender and my peace. Just notice what this part of you is coming to believe. What Jesus said to it, and what it's now holding. And you can bring your attention back to your breath and inhale and exhale slowly. Feel your body. And just remind yourself that you are here, you are safe. And thank Jesus for being your protector. Just let peace fill every space that has been bracing for danger. And just repeat after me slowly. I release the burden of control. I no longer carry the weight of keeping myself safe. I am protected, not by fear, but by love. My mind, body, and soul rest in the care of Jesus Christ. And remember, each time fear rises again, it isn't failure, it's just another invitation. When you meet that part with compassion and let Jesus carry what it's been holding, even if it's just some of what it's been holding, fear starts to lose its grip. His perfect love comes in and peace takes its rightful place. So take one more deep breath in and exhale. You are safe and you are loved. And if you'd like to journal a little bit about your experience, you can write down what you discovered about this part of you that's been carrying some fear and anxiety, what Jesus said in response to whatever this part of you has believed. So maybe it might sound something like, if the lie was, if I stop worrying, something bad will happen. And the truth that God might have said to you is, I can rest because he's watching over me. Maybe he showed that part of you this, that he's watching, that he doesn't sleep. And even if you spend a few minutes journaling, these written truths can become anchors when fear tries to return.